a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I've been plugging this all throughout the show today. We've got a Koizilla boy here, a Koi boy in the Heezy in the house. We've got Zach Nichols here. How are we doing, Zach?
Kia ora. I'm doing well. How are you going, Zach?
I'm doing pretty chill. I saw there's some great political news. I don't know if you've heard. Donald Trump has been found guilty on some hush money accounts.
That's great.
So that's cool. That's a bit of good news.
That's good. I have not been following that.
It's a bit of a mess to follow. There's so many different trials, and it's just a bit exhausting. Yeah. But that's something good.
That's good.
Yeah.
I try to avoid him as much as I can.
Fair enough. Well, we're not here to talk about Trump. We're here to talk about your latest single, the latest track, Lego. Yes. It's from what I gleaned from listening to it a few times this morning. It's about a human who's turned into a Lego person who starts showing up in natural environments like the ocean. Is that a correct take?
I think that's reasonable. I'd say that turning into my lyrics often start as quite a stream of consciousness, and then I figure out what I'm talking about by verse two. So
true, because it starts with like finding a fountain, and then his organs made of plastic.
Yeah. It's something.
Did that come to you in a dream?
It's actually me and my friend Nick Teeper of the Laney Blues. Mm. We were doing just like a 25-minute writing challenge, so we just go and sit down and try and write a song in 20 minutes.
Oh, whoa.
And the first verse of this is what I came up with, and then I figured out what it was about afterwards.
True. Yeah. Did you have any other writing challenges for the rest of the verses, or...?
There was a few. The actual challenge for this was only three chords were allowed to be in it, because I tend to overdo it with chords and music stuff. I'm a bit nerdy in that regard.
But. Does that come through more on your other project, Space Bats Attack? That's the kind of vibe I feel, because that band is there's so much going on. I love it.
I honestly hang back in that one. I just play what's needed.
Oh, true.
Richard and Lee really. They spearhead all the writing parts of it, and they're amazing.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yes, very fun band to go see live. A top-notch band. So the track Lego also has kind of an ecological element to it. Was this informed by like a real-life sighting of trash, or is it just like a feeling you've been feeling?
There's actually a real story about, I think it was in 1997.
Based on true events. Wow.
There was a container ship full of Lego that was like off the coast of England somewhere, and there was a disaster and it all fell into the ocean.
Oh, God.
And there's a beach, I think in Cornwall, where there's still Lego washing up there today. Like 28 years. I can't do math quickly.
Oh, sheesh.
Yeah.
That's bad.
It's real bad. Great.
I think Lego is a very good symbol of pollution and ecological collapse, because it doesn't go away.
No.
It never goes away.
It's like, it seems fun. I mean, it is fun.
It is pretty
fun. I'm not going to lie about that, but yeah. I don't know. It's hard.
Did you ever have any formative experiences with Lego as a kid?
Yeah, we played with it a lot. Mm-hmm. It's just really fun.
It's super fun.
We used to, me and Josh, because we're brothers, we would make like Lego robots, and then it would be like a robot battle, and then the battle would be you just hit each other's Lego robots, and whichever one withstood the longest won. But he always won because he'd just make a cube.
Oh.
Like really tightly packed.
Impenetrable, so.
That was not fair, I thought.
Should be some rules to that. Yeah. I remember playing Lego with my other brother, Liam, who's in Night Lunch. And, I don't know. He always made like the sets really pristine, and I'd like just kind of mess around with them, and he'd get a little bit annoyed.
Yeah, fair.
Were you more of a kind of mix and mash, or you like stick to your sets?
We never had sets. I didn't know there were sets when we were kids.
Just had loose collections of Lego.
Yeah,
that's legit.
I reckon that's better as well.
Totally. Like, more creativity.
Yeah, you know? That's what it's for.
It is. It's like in the Lego movie. Have you seen the Lego movie?
I have.
Yeah,
it's a good movie.
Solid movie. I don't know about the second one, but yeah. Yeah, I don't think I had any like crazy formative experiences with Lego. Like, I might have stepped on it funny a few times as a kid. That's bound to happen. Mm-hmm. I know someone who accidentally swallowed a piece as a kid.
Oh, no.
And like a few years later, it came out the system.
Jeez.
Stays in there for a while.
Doesn't degrade.
No.
Not even in the ocean.
Not at all. You guys have been pretty dormant since 2022. Is Lego a sign of new material to come soon, or is this just a loosey?
Honestly, I don't know about dormant. I reckon we're just lazy.
Oh, yeah, lazy.
Kind of just... Yeah, wait, we did a little tour over this summer. Except had to cancel the Dunedin show because of COVID stuff. I don't know, we've just been... lazy. Mm-hmm. That's the only word I can use for it. Mm-hmm. Just writing and practicing and playing the odd gig every now and then, but
yeah,
there's no real reason behind it. We never stopped. We just waited.
Fair enough. I mean, y'all are playing at yours on Saturday, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And in the afternoon at 3 is when the gig starts?
Yep, for the Pearly EP release.
Nice, nice, nice. You're pumped to play the new song there?
Yeah, it'll be great.
Hell yeah.
We haven't played for ages. Josh went away on like a 2-month tramp earlier this year. So
oh, true.
This is our first gig back since then. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be great.
I feel like a lot of the people in your band, I don't know about Connor, but you and Josh, and I think Hillary, all have different projects going on. I mean, Josh is in like Estherangu.
He's in every band.
Yeah, Del Kerrigan and Pearly and like a bunch of others. You're in Space Bats. Even Lainey Blue as well.
I am, yeah.
Yes, legit, legit. No, true.
Yeah.
So you're all very busy people. So it's understandable. You got other things to focus on.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good time.
So, on your 2024 calendar, you think it's going to be still in lazy chill mode, or are you going to try and record new stuff? What are you thinking?
Hopefully not. We are, I think in general, we're trying to just relax a bit, because we tried to push ourselves and then got all burnt out from it, so, I don't know, which is, we're a lazy band, I think. But yeah, hopefully, album will be out this year. That's not hopefully, album will be out this year.
Okay, meme. Yeah. Meme.
And we'll do stuff around that, I'm sure, play some shows.
Legit, and you have to come through next time as well.
Definitely.
That'd be awesome. Now, I remember in 2019, I think, was when you guys came up with Warped, the Crash Bandicoot video game soundtrack cover album. If you had to do another one of those, what video game soundtrack would you cover?
Oh, we have talked about this a lot. There's a lot of options, but most likely... And by most likely, I mean it will be the Jet Set Radio Future soundtrack. Have you heard of Jet Set Radio Future?
I have not heard of Jet Set Radio.
You should play a song from that.
Okay, okay.
It's like original Xbox launch title.
True.
There's also a game, Jet Set Radio, which is for the Sega, but it's a rollerblading game, but they have jets on their rollerblades, and they're like running from a corrupt government, and they just spray tag everywhere.
Oh, dude.
And... the music in it is by this guy, Hideki Naganuma, and it's just really good kind of breakbeat techno.
Uh-huh.
Amazing.
There is a lot of... The graphics are sick. They're like very
really
3D,
cool
shading and textures.
Yeah.
Man, that's awesome. That's legit.
It's the best game.
There's a lot of those old games, whether they're racing or like ski games, and they have just like really amazing like techno electronics synthy soundtracks. Of course, the Jet Set Radio. Nice, nice, nice.
Jet Set Radio Future. It's the sequel to Jet Set Radio.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I reckon like a really good video game soundtrack I'm quite invested in is the Half-Life 2 soundtrack.
Oh, interesting.
It's very subdued, but it's got some great breakbeat kind of stuff going on.
Cool.
Lastly, while I have you on this morning, you're part of a band called Koizilla. Have you seen the new Godzilla movies? Godzilla Minus One and
no,
King Kong Godzilla 2?
I haven't seen any Godzilla movies.
Fake fan?
I fake. Hey, Koizilla is an Avatar The Last Airbender reference.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, true, true, true.
At the end of season one when he turns into a giant koi monster.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's called Koizilla.
Did you watch the latest Avatar revamp?
No, I'm not that interested.
Too dispirited, yeah.
No, the TV show, like, the cartoon's perfect. It doesn't need to be remade, if you ask me.
Not at all. Not at all. I've just heard very negative things about it, like, you know.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. Yeah, classic adaptation mistakes. Well, thank you very much for joining me here on the program.
No problem, Zach. Thanks for asking me.
No worries, Zach. Take care. Alrighty, that was Zach Nichols from Koizilla talking about their latest song, Lego, which you can find on Spotify, wherever you get your music. It's currently 10:08 here on the Late Breakfast program. Quick reminder, you guys can enter... into the draw to win a vinyl. Of course, it's the Carbon Carb Take Time album on vinyl. Text into the station at 0212 Radio 1 with your favorite year and let me know why if you want. That's optional. All you gotta do, text into 0212 Radio 1, let me know what your favorite year is, maybe why, and you could be in the draw to win Take Time by Carbon Carb on vinyl. Here is Koizilla with Lego. Ka kite.
I'm flying in an airplane. See the top of the mountain. You said it would be easy. I drank the water from the fountain and it shriveled up my inside. Replace them all with plastic parts. A Lego man immortal.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.